listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right. It's AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is another special episode. Well, it's not really special. We have a special guest, Zach, with us on episode 44, part one.
Episode 44, part one. Six more to go till number 50, Johnny.
Ooh, what are we going to do for that one, Scott?
I don't know. We'll have to come up with something. Something. And
Damn!
Let's introduce our special guest, Zach. Now,
special Zach.
Zach, you can see Zach if you want to at akangaroocourt.com. Look for the catheter rockumentary, which Zach was a integral part of. He was a founding member of that band. Is that correct,
that
John?
That is correct.
And
Correctamundo.
He was there from the start to the finish when you decided you had had enough of that band and you left.
I was kicked out.
But there's a Zach situation.
oh, no.
Then there's the Borley situation.
Right.
Oh, no.
So check that out. And if you want to put a voice to the face, check out the Catheter Rockumentary.
Yes.
Zach, what was that experience like for you?
Hold on one second. Let's give a nod to our sponsor, shall we?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
All right, we're back.
Okay, so now do we segue back to Zach, or do we talk about our sponsor? What are we doing? Do you have a train wreck effect?
No, I don't. I was looking for one today, actually. Hey, look, I'll bring the laptop in there, and you can run this damn thing. I don't know what I'm doing.
We could just switch places. I told you we should do a show where we switch places.
All right.
You bring all the stories in, and I'll run the sound.
All right.
Yeah, that'll be hot.
But you're better at the news stories. I can't read.
So we'll get into our sponsor a little bit later. Let's turn our attention back to
Zach.
I know. We need to introduce Zach to our audience.
We'll do that. Yeah, I just wanted to hit that stinger.
All right. Hi. So you can. Yeah, shut up, Zach. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Speak when you're spoken to.
Sorry, this is my first podcast.
No, we're only kidding, of course.
Man, I have very dry nipples. You ever get that? Sir.
I have a story about nipples later.
All right.
Zach, being the guest, is going to read our comments a little bit later. But before we get to that, John, I have a question for you, and then we'll let Zach talk a little bit if he wants.
Oh, no.
Oh, there was a question I asked him before the sponsor, before I was so rudely interrupted. What was that experience like making the catheter movie?
The rockumentary. It was good. I liked it.
Did you have fun?
I was interviewed. I was naked. I, you know, drank a shot, and it was good.
That's right.
You flew in one night
to. You got from a business trip. You came in and you did an interview segment, didn't you?
That's correct.
And
jet lagged and all.
Now, while the movie was going on, it was kind of up in the air. Is this it? Is it over for Catheter, or will they continue? What did you think at the time of the filming? Did you think you guys were going to continue?
I thought it was over.
You knew it was over?
I had thrown in the towel.
I think you even mentioned that. You said, yeah, it's over.
Mentally, I had thrown in the towel.
Right.
Others had wanted to continue, but I threw in the towel.
Who wanted to?
Marty wanted to continue.
Oh, Marty Schmarty.
Yes, he did. He's like, man, let's keep the band together, and I'm going to be at boot camp. It'll be great.
So now then, after the band broke up and Marty went to boot camp, musically, what have you been doing since then?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing?
Jack and shit.
Nothing.
No. Tried to play with Marty and Phil a couple of times. Phil was the bassist. Marty was the guitarist. We got the other guy, Art, playing the drums.
What was the name? High Speed Larry?
Yes, it was.
You guys got a website. Did you know that?
There's a story behind that.
The website or the band?
The band. The name. John and I almost had a falling out.
Over High Speed Larry?
Yes, he almost came to fisticuffs.
Why? Because he came up with it and you stole it?
Yeah, I stole it.
Stole it?
That
means...
That could be qualified.
It's like those people who stealing. Say, across.
Mm-hmm. You stole it.
Isn't there a High Speed Larry reference on the website?
There is.
Didn't Special Ed call the Chipotle Chipotle?
Chipotle?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. All right, so there was some thievery then.
Oh, yes.
And who originated the name?
Well, it was John Morley.
John Morley.
And in speaking to Marty and Phil, they had said, oh, we came up with that.
And so you bought it.
Yeah, that's about it.
And then you bought it, and then you come back, and John's like, hey, man.
Hey, man.
I came up with that name, you fucktard.
That's my name, fucker.
I didn't say that.
And you guys almost came to fisticuffs?
Pretty much. He called me. He called me one night on the phone, and then he hung up right before I answered.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did. And then I called you back. I'm like, hey, I saw you calling on the caller ID. And you're like, yeah. What's with this deceit of the High Speed Larry name?
I did not.
I don't even know why I talk to you anymore. We don't have anything in common.
How could you come to fisticuffs when he's calling you on the phone? You weren't even in the same
room.
Dude,
you were driving in your car to see some
Nickelback concert.
Homobacks.
There you go.
Brokeback.
Brokeback.
The Oscar Brokeback
Mountain.
Concert. And... And I just got cut off because where I was getting on to the Elgin O'Hare off of Gary, it automatically just knocked me out.
Liar. Liar!
Well, no, I believe him. It wasn't like he was a big pussy and he chickened out and hung up. He got cut off. That's a legitimate excuse.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Stick up for John.
Why would I be a pussy about that?
Yeah. Can I segue for a second?
No, John was irate.
Yeah, he does get irate.
It wasn't about that. It was like, okay, we'd go out to dinner or something, and I'd say, well, what's up? What's going on? Oh, nothing, you know, stuff.
He wouldn't keep you informed.
I think I subliminally had suppressed that information because
the only thing we
John
had
is very confrontational. The,
no.
Yes, you are.
I've heard that about him.
Yes, he is.
I haven't
Such
experienced
a liar.
That, though, yet.
Confrontational.
When somebody kicks you out of their house, is that being confrontational?
Yes.
Who got kicked out of their house?
All right, then.
I didn't kick you out. You told me you had to leave at 10 or you'd be shot.
You patched it up? Everything's patched up. It's
yeah,
all
we're good.
Out.
I think there's always some. I think John always has some reservations about me. I think he considers me shady.
Okay, so it's a trust issue.
It could be.
And it all started over the $20 then.
Could,
probably.
Yes.
Was that
yes? I think so.
And ever since then,
yep.
There's this trust thing.
John, is that true?
What? That I don't trust?
Are you not listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
How many podcasts have you done? Do you listen when you talk?
No, we've proven that.
Do you
he
listen
doesn't.
Or do you just wait to talk, John?
I just wait my turn.
Okay. John, talk.
Yeah, no, I don't know what the question is. What's the question?
Scott.
I can't remember the question, but let me segue.
Is the question I don't trust him, or do I think he's shady, or is do I have reservations?
Zach feels
yeah,
that you have reservations about him and his trustworthiness.
I'm waiting.
No, man, I'm over that.
Are you?
So
it wasn't
you used
a,
to.
It wasn't
to
a matter of trust.
Things.
It was like...
bless you.
You know, I'm pretty honest with everyone, I think. I think I don't hold anything back. I think I say what's on my mind.
I agree.
I give everybody that their due respect, which is whatever I'm feeling at that moment, I let them know, whether I'm right or I'm wrong. And I know I'm wrong. And I say I'm wrong when I'm wrong, right?
Correct.
Concur.
Okay.
Love it.
So... this was about basically when I talked to him and we had, I think went out to dinner, like to Chicago Prime or something. And we just small talked me.
And he withheld this information.
The wife and his wife. Well, it wasn't, he withheld it. It was like, it was the whole dinner was small talk. And when I said, hey, how's it going? You guys jamming? You doing anything? No, not really. We're just fucking around and you know. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I know, Marty's emailing me about the new band, High Speed Larry. Check out the new website. and all this stuff. And I said, I got pissed off at Zach because he didn't mention any of it. And one of the things, one of the only things we have in common is the band.
There you go.
So right. I, you know, why is he keeping it from me? Why?
You know, I think I suppressed it because subliminally suppressed it. Didn't mean to keep it from you. However, because of your confrontational personality, I think I avoided it altogether because I knew it was your idea in the beginning, but Marty and Phil talked me into the fact that, hey, you know, we thought of that shit. So I went with it, and we went with that name.
Well, like I said, Phil actually said it, and he said it about a story that his brother and him had.
And said High Speed Larry is what you're referring to.
Yeah. Yep. So I said, hey, that's a great name for a band. We should use that sometime. Marty was never even in the room when that discussion took place.
Aha!
Marty, an upcoming guest, we have him scheduled for 2 weeks from today. The Hitsman? The Bush Apologist?
Something like that.
He
can't do the 19th.
Oh, okay. So sometime in the near
future. The 28th or something. I don't know what he wants to do.
When he gets back from boot camp.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bush, which side of the fence are you on there, Zach?
You know, I voted for Bush, but...
Hold on, wait a minute. You mean the first time, right?
Wait, let's hear from Bush. Can we hear from him real quick?
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like I made no mistakes. I'm confident I have. I'm sure something will pop in my head here.
Wait a minute.
Was that at the dinner table?
If you send mixed messages.
You voted for him the first time, but the second time, too?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you have any influence over these people, John?
I'm sorry, man.
Special Ed or Zach?
Oh, no. I'm too confrontational. They won't have me.
Yep. I would fall.
I'm not even invited for dinner or anything.
That's right. And even if you were, I wouldn't even talk about real shit.
Yeah. What should we do about the Morley situation? I don't know. Let's send these emails behind his back. And maybe it'll go away.
See that, Scott? You should have seen Scott's reaction right there.
It's like a passive-aggressive kind of aggression. Well, I got to tell you, speaking of that and those emails, how many guys did you have in the band? Five?
Yeah.
I felt like the sixth member.
Scott was the sixth member.
Because
I'd be like, check this out.
I could participate in all your emails.
You know, I always felt you were a member, Scott.
Okay, wait a minute. You said felt I was a member, right? No, that's felt right. My member. Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right, so now I'm going to pose this question to John. I'll give him some time to think about it while I tell my Zach story.
Uh-oh.
John, do you remember the first time you met Zach? That's the question.
No.
Here's my first time.
You ass.
His wife.
Sort of.
Can I say your wife's name?
Yeah, she was your ex-girlfriend.
His wife.
You might want to bonk that out.
Deirdre.
Oh, sorry.
Got a new job at Pizzeria Uno. Mm-hmm. So I came in for lunch or something. It was off hours, probably 2 o'clock or something. And so she gave me a couple of beers and we were just chit-chatting and I saw Zach hovering around. I don't know if we were formally introduced then or not.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know. But afterwards, I said, hey, that Zach guy has a thing for you. You better get on that.
Really?
Yeah, I said that.
Wow.
Now, interestingly, when the next time I saw Deirdre, she said, yeah, you know, I talked to Zach, and he said, hey, who was that guy at the bar? And I said, yeah, that was my ex-boyfriend. And you know what Zach said about me?
No, what?
He said this to Deirdre. Yeah, he still wants you.
Wow.
Boing.
Did I say that?
That's what she told me.
Wow. She has a history of leading some twisted lies and deceit.
So hold it. Wait a minute. All these years, 9 years, and what she told me was a fabrication?
No.
It wasn't true?
No, I'm just full of shit.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, then. There was my story. You can't remember the first time you met Zach, John?
Well, I'm not sure if it was the first time, but we used to have movie night over at my house. You remember, Scott?
No. What night was that?
We'd have I had the big screen, so once in a while, you know, we'd watch a movie at
the
house.
Right.
And Deidre brought Zach over, and I don't know what movie we watched. We watched a movie.
Neither do I.
And I got Zach to laugh so hard,
I almost pissed myself.
He was laying on the floor in the fetal position.
It was good.
What was he laughing about?
I think it was about...
John was making some racial jokes.
Oh.
No, well,
did he tell his Flintstone joke?
Yeah,
did you hear that one? That's really bad. Go ahead and tell me a Flintstone joke.
I did.
Get it right this
I
time.
I did it wrong.
Maybe what Zach can tell Deidre when he gets home tonight.
The Flintstone joke was, why weren't there any black people back in the Flintstones?
Don't know.
They hadn't evolved yet.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Brutal. Listen to you backstabber. You suck, man.
But if I don't know, are you a big listener of the show, Zach? You say you listen when you get a chance?
I've listened to about three or four.
Okay, so one of the big science stories we broke here on TTN.
I'm going to have to drink some of this Jack Daniels now.
That,
you're getting me all fucking nervous.
That's not good when he starts shaking that.
John, nervous?
It makes, you know, this stuff makes me mean.
Oh, yeah.
I know your mean side.
And confrontational.
Come on. So, how could
I don't even want to talk about it.
How could I be confrontational?
No. So Scott, don't go there. He'll get mean.
One of the science stories we broke on our show.
On our show, that's right.
Was that everybody evolved from black people.
Probably.
See, that white people, that was like a mutation in the pigment gene.
Right.
That made white people.
Right.
And then, so the blacks, we are all black.
That's right. But apparently I didn't get the big cock part.
No.
I didn't get
apparently.
That.
You got the girth, you know.
Thanks.
I've heard about that. I haven't seen
it.
Do
I have a big ass?
I've seen it.
Yeah, you do have the big boot. No, not really. No.
It's flat.
Yeah. You got the flat ass.
You don't have the juicy booty.
Do you have the
for.
Big cocks, Scott?
So you pretty much lost all the cool black jeans.
I can dance, though. I got rhythm. I'm a drummer.
Yeah, no doubt.
I can dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I do. I can.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I got skills. I got game.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Running man.
Yeah. You've seen it. Oh, you got skills, too. I've seen you
I'm down.
Cut a rug, brother.
I'm down.
Cut a rug, huh?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
No diggity.
No diggity, dude. No diggity. All right, so Zach is going to read the comments that we've received on Podcast Alley this month. John, it's a new month. We are up to 31 or 32 votes.
That's right.
And like I said, I can give a rat's ass.
Back
if you
in
vote
number 10. Number 10 in comedy, weren't we?
Love to hear from you from comments. We like to hear the comments.
Even though it's a sham mockery.
Even though it's a sham. The voting.
Shamockery.
A travesty. You know,
Podcast
a sham.
Alley can't do anything about it. I mean, they put some things in place to try to prevent it, but, you know, you got...
I sent them an email.
Who?
info@podcastalley.com.
What did you say?
Hey, what the fuck? I said, can you fix the link?
Oh, our link.
To our website. Yeah.
Right.
I had actually voted last week, never got the confirmation email to finalize the vote.
He must have entered the wrong email address.
Negative.
Like a typo or something.
No way.
You know, Zach, you're very confrontational.
Yes,
I am. Isn't he? I'm ready to go at it with this guy. I'm ready to
you know, Scott.
Fisticuffs, baby.
Scott thinks anybody who disagrees with him is confrontational.
He meant fisticuffs. I was talking about something else.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying, John?
Wait a minute.
Little broke back over here.
Oh, my. You think they're winning the Oscars right now?
I know that George Clooney won for Best Supporting Actress for Syriana.
He was Brazier-esque in that.
You know, Jon Stewart made a joke, and my wife was laughing her butt off. I was shoveling snow, and I could hear it. He had said that Bjork will not be coming in and presenting because she was shot by Chaney. You remember she wore that swan costume?
Yeah, the goose.
Yeah.
Or goose, whatever the fuck.
I think you're right. I think it was
a quail.
It was swan.
Quail costume.
Yeah. Dan Quayle.
She was wearing Dan Quayle on her self.
I remember that. That was very awkward.
She was shot.
All right.
Yeah, let's get the comments there, buddy.
All right, let's do that.
Let's do some comments music.
What do we got there, Zach?
All right. First one is coming from Lord Snuffykins.
Lord Snuffykins. That's good, right. To hear from you.
The subject is definition here, and he was putting a definition of chicken head, referring to the red thing on the head of a chicken resembling the inner lips of a vagina.
Well, that, remember when you thought it was
chicken
hawk.
Hawk, right. Also, I like that word, John, vagina.
Also pronounced in my country, vagina.
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 Vagina. All right, the next comment we have here is from Eric. Subject is great show. Keep it up. Not sure if they're referring to some anatomy on you guys or what. Keep it out and watch out for 17-year-olds.
And they're referring to Daisy. Do you know who Zach? Or do you
know yes, who I know Zach. Is? I know him well.
Do you know who Daisy is, Zach?
No, I don't.
Oh,
bring
she's
it.
Super hot.
Is she a 17-year-old?
Maybe we'll call her later. Yeah, she's only 17.
She's 17.
So. Now, Eric, that's from, where's that Eric from? That's from The Mediocre Show, right, John?
Eric Tomorrow.
Eric Tomorrow from The Mediocre Show.
That's correct.
You're a listener of The Mediocre Show,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah, I gotta. And see, I'm still having problems with my goddamn iPod. I got a new one, right?
What? But what's wrong with it?
I don't know. I went through fucking hula hoops just to get the to move music over.
You went through hula hoops?
Yeah, hula hoops.
I'd like to see that.
And
I
still
too.
Can't get podcasts to download to my iPod, so I'm really falling behind on
you
my gotta podcast.
You got to reload listening. Your iTunes, probably.
Yeah, I probably got to. I don't know what the hell I got to do.
Why don't
well,
you go
one thing
on
I
the
need
forums?
Is to get a friggin' internet connection, internets, which I finally got. So now maybe I could spend time on that.
Yeah, you got to get on the internets.
Yeah, I got to get on the internets. I'm sorry to interrupt.
What's
there,
the problem? I mean, why don't you just come here?
I could. I don't know. I don't want to impose.
Or get a laptop or something with the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
And then you just go wherever you want, to the library, to Panera, whatever you want.
Blackberry.
Put your little headphones on.
I went to the library with my daughter. Have you been to the library lately?
No.
I went there to, I figure, well, yeah, we need to save money. We'll go to the library and get movies. The library is like a homeless shelter.
Really?
All the homeless people go to the library and they sit on the internets all day and then they bathe or whatever they do in the washroom. And then they go sleep somewhere when the library closes.
Are you serious?
What
I'm
library
serious.
Are you attending?
Well, I went to Park Ridge, and that was kind of okay. And then I went to Des Plaines.
Yeah.
Because it was bigger and it's newer. And I thought it would be nicer. Yeah, there's like 40 homeless people.
Oh, no.
That sit on the internets all day. And then...
Was Phil one of them?
I did not see Phil there, no.
Not McCracken.
No.
The
right.
guy that used to play in
Well,
Cather.
He's dead, isn't he? Oh, he's
dead
to you.
Yeah, but the ghost of Phil.
Right.
Once in a while.
Right. No.
Did he... Does he not have your email address, John?
I
did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
He's so Phil sends me an email and amongst a myriad of others on his distribution list, and at the very bottom he says, "Please forward this to John Morley." I was like,
"I don't see what the problem
John
is."
Who else? John? Who's that?
John. Phil is dead to John, so why can't it be
reciprocal?
There you go. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Right.
I don't get
I'm
it.
Dead to him.
I don't get it.
Yeah, so stay out of libraries. Either that or clean up the damn libraries. I'm paying my tax dollars so homeless people can surf the internets. Fuck that.
In lieu of begging for change, did they...
Get those goddamn losers out of there.
Did they beg you for your library card in lieu of change?
No.
Hey, man, you got
they
a library
didn't.
Card?
I here's what I do. When you see a homeless person and you know they're going to ask you for money, ask them for money first.
Hey, not bad. Not
hilarity
bad
ensues. All right, Zach, continue with the comments. John, I'll get a little backing track for you.
I'm gonna. All right, this one comes from Rika7271, titled, "Hiya. This podcast just gets better and better. I just love it. Keep it up." Once again, referring to maybe some anatomy on your guys' behalf. Love, Erica.
Nice.
That's sweet.
That's lovely. Okay.
We love the Rika.
Right on. Last one we have here. Not last one. I'm sorry. I had a little Freudian slip there. This one comes from Last Minute Comedy.
That's Punky.
It's always the same. It's like when you want Uncle Foamy to stand up and tap dance, but all you get is a one-way ticket to Fishtown. You wanted Pauly B, the king of the herrings, but all you got was Tony, the prince of the crotch goblins. Fuck Skype. Well done, gentlemen, on the continuing G. And that's all you have.
He must have
once
been
again,
hammered.
He got censored.
Once again, yeah he got censored.
He got censored. They it was, lopped it off.
What's the professional name or the appropriate name for the three periods in a row?
The what do you call that, John?
Dot, dot, dot.
The triple dot.
The triple dot.
Et cetera.
His last sentence ends in, well done, gentlemen, on the continuing G, dot, dot, dot.
Right, that's where they censor you. You get the censored. Dot, dot, dot.
He must have said...
No, I think it's they cut you off after 255 characters or something.
Yeah.
That's crap.
No doubt. No doubt.
Crap at all. All right, next one. I really don't know how to read this whatsoever because it's from Flem Livet, and Flem the Livet. Subject line is quadruple FPCA, and it's simply the numerals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0 typed over several times over.
So basically, fuck Podcast Alley four times, right?
Could be.
The interesting thing about that comment is if you go to the comment page, it pushes it all the way over to the right because it's one continuous string of numerals.
I noticed that.
Then it's hard to see who where the comment came from.
Right.
So I think what Flem was attempting was to find out where you get censored.
Ah, right.
Hmm.
But he failed to get censored.
Ah, on our behalf.
Yes.
That's excellent.
Okay. Moving on. This one's from Clambake.
Oh, titled, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Titled PCA Censorship.
Or her.
Thanks to Flem Livet, I've figured out how to add a comment without getting censored. All you have to do is not leave a space in between your words. See, it's simple. Cock push-ups. Fucking fuck-ass. This is sweet. I'm so cool. I can't wait for Scott to attempt to read this comment. Stupid-ass Daisy. Mmm. Keep it up. The solid NT.
And then he got censored.
And
and what a fine read by Zach, because that was all one big word. And he managed to break that up.
Did you guys ever get that email where it says, as long as the first letter and last letter of the word is actually
fuck
intact?
Face. Yes.
And the middle is all discombobulated and jumbled?
I've never gotten an email.
You can still read it.
I've never gotten that email, but that was my master's thesis when I was at Princeton. I was the one who uncovered that through several studies with children and adolescents.
It's freaking insane.
To prove that, yes.
Cock push-ups?
So you could have the word, for example, encyclopedia, and as long as it starts with E and ends with A, the rest of the words in encyclopedia could
letters.
Be all jumbled.
I mean the rest
letters,
of the letters,
letters.
Yes, very
me.
Good.
I've had a few too many here.
Fuck you!
The rest of the letters could be all jumbled, and you would still read encyclopedia like it was the correct spelling.
Right.
Very strange.
That's awesome.
Yes, I tried that on chimps, too, and it didn't work out as well.
Okay.
But one of my subjects went on to win the presidency of the United States, so you know, what are you going to do?
Right on.
You're still working on that, aren't you? You're baffled how that happened.
I am. And Zach will continue with comments, John.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I feel good about that. This next comment comes from Alita Anime. Anime? Or Anime.
Enema.
Maybe I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Subject That's
is... good, man. That's fucking good. I'm on the mic.
You drinking a cold 45 in there?
No.
I wish I was black.
Subject
I'd
is,
be intimidating and have a big
Zach
schlong.
And I are.
You already are intimidating.
Zach and I have maintained all the good genetic qualities of black people.
That's correct.
Except for the skin.
You have no fucking rhythm whatsoever.
Oh, that's so untrue.
I've seen you. You do that 3-foot tap on your feet. Rocking side to side while playing bass.
He's right. Doing it now.
La, I see
la,
it.
La 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 la.
Okay, so the subject is change his diaper? Question mark. EW. And the content is solely love you guys! Exclamation point. Thanks, Alita.
Thank you.
All right, next one is submitted by Light, saying starting the riot by Lynn.
That's it,
Lynn. Very.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Oh, starting the riot. There it is.
Yeah, part of the Pod Riot Network.
Next one we have here is by Nobody's 37. Subject is glad I started listening.
The Nobodies.
You guys.
Who are they?
Are...
They're Lizard King and Kelly, right?
Cinnamon Girl. Cinnamon Girl.
Cinnamon Girl.
I do see Lizard King on here. You could be half correct.
Yes.
Subject is glad I started listening. You guys are a lot of fun. And hey, I listen to all three parts in order.
Nice. Hey, that's
one of our smarter fans checking in.
Signed Lizard King.
Thanks there, Lizard King, the Liz King.
I've heard the third part is the best because you guys are just foo-schnickered by the time that comes along.
Cool.
Sorry, I had to.
Okay.
I had to pull a hit there.
All right. Whatever the hell you want to say. This next one comes from Dick Fitz, and the subject is... Content.
All right. We got to get a compressor for that fucking mic. Well, he's redlining.
What is that, all distorted?
Oh, my God.
I'm like 50 feet away from
it
the mic.
It will be.
What the hell do you want from me?
He is. He went upstairs.
Content is, fuck yeah. He can do it. Hey, look. I censored myself. That's out of sight. It would be nice if the alley would let Scott fix the web link someday. Septics.
Yeah, they are septics. Septics.
That's true.
There you go mocking me.
Are you
fucker.
Doing the helium?
Oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, you motherfucker. I'm going to kick your ass.
And Zach is a big dude, so I don't know why you have such a high voice sometimes.
This will be my first and last podcast.
Except when you do the Spanish. Do it in your...
No, robust. I'm not going to do any Spanish for you.
Oh, okay.
You're going to sit there and suffer.
Yeah, Salam balir.
That's another move by Morley. Chichis. He rips you and then he wants you to perform for him like a chimp.
Hey. Hey, Zach.
Oh, blue, 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 blue.
Hey, Zach, you're an asshole. Will you do this belly dance
I'm just
for
teasing,
me?
Man. Oh, God.
We're just teasing back.
No, you're not.
Relax.
No, you're not.
You're so confrontational.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're not.
How do you know? How do you know?
Okay.
Wish I knew how to quit you.
How many Oscars do you think Brokeback has won at this point?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I don't know. Who knows?
Is
who
that
cares?
Is that a soundbite from
do
the movie?
Do you think
yes.
they...
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Who writes that shit?
I don't know.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Here's another one.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
That's when we were on Brokeback Mountain, was it?
That's right. When are we getting our Oscar?
Right on. You guys are fucked up.
You said right on, and I thought I hit another button. Right on.
Oh, that's it.
I wish I knew how to quit you, Zach.
If you're in the same room, I swear to God.
If you were in the same room, I swear to God.
All right, I'm done.
All right, that's it.
Come on. I'm done. I'm leaving.
Fuck you.
I'm taking your headphones and microphone and leaving.
Fuck face.
Well, you did it again, John.
You fucking bitch.
Shall I continue with the comments?
Yes,
please. Do, man. I love you, dude. Come on.
Go fuck yourself.
While John gets another backing track going there.
This one has been submitted by I Ate Play-Doh with the number 8. Subject is, I'm a genius. I figured out the three-part thing before I ever listened to you. I is a genius. Peace out, Kelly. Nobody is.
That's the other half, the better half of the Nobody's podcast.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. This next one is submitted by Kinky, solely saying, vote!
Oh, damn Jesus it. Christ.
There goes my ears.
There goes the computer.
Sorry about that. I hope you're both not sterile right now.
Oh, I already am. I don't have to worry about that.
That's right.
I got the Vaz.
Oh, that's how he got that. Because when he got the Vaz snipped.
No. What episode was that, John? Rick was in for that one, wasn't
something.
He? 27.
Was that a live snipping?
It was, yes. I was
right
alive
there
when it happened.
Yeah. John performed it. Hi, this
I
is
used a pocket
number,
knife.
This is podcast number 27. We're going to circumcise Scott
oh,
today.
Oh, no. It wasn't live on the podcast.
But, oh.
And we played this music in the background.
Hey.
And I was like, Scott, here, let me just snip this right. Okay, you're all right.
All right.
Moving along.
You guys are jackasses. I don't know why I agreed to this.
Okay, this one, you guys.
This one is submitted. All right, John. Just John is. This is submitted by BJM. I don't know what to say about that.
Blowjob monkey.
TTN. I take you higher to a place where blind men see. John and Scott get higher to a place where gold with golden trees. I think that's a Scott Stapp.
Golden
reference.
Showers.
Oh, Scott Stapp, and he was just all bent out of shape. He thinks somebody's trying to sabotage his career.
Of
I
course.
Say sabotage.
You say sabotage?
Yeah.
Because
he's like, man.
A video of him and Kid Rock porking four chicks got released or is going to get released.
Yeah, I think there was some oral involved with that.
And he's all bent out of shape.
He's all delusional anyway. He's
why
like,
would you care about that?
This guy's freaking chasing me. His name is Gold and his last name Schlager. I'm losing my mind. He's just a drunk.
Well, Kid Rock came out and said, look, I had all four chicks. I was going to bang them all. And this guy walks into my trailer with a video camera. I'd never met the guy before. So I asked him if he wanted to participate. And now he's crying that the video got released. That's your fucking problem, right, you idiot.
Right. Hi, I'm in Creed. You want to suck my dick?
Dumbass.
Damn it. All right. This next one's submitted by Danielle71, commenting about John Schmoley. It's fucking hilarious when John gets sloppy drunk.
Oh, I got post-production to do. We forgot to tell Zach that we don't give out last
That's
names.
That's all right. Leave it on. I don't care.
Oh, shit. Hey, cut that out.
All right, then.
All right. No one went over the rules and regs with me before, and
he got the cell phone thing down. He turned the cell phone off, so we didn't get to hear that.
It's on vibrate. And I did receive a call.
Oh.
Yes. This one is submitted by TT number one fan. Y'all give me a snap in my trousers when listening. Keep it up. Is that Phil? That's got to be Phil.
No.
If you guys...
We've said that phrase
said that
several
before,
times.
Yes.
Snap in the trousers.
And we give credit to Phil. May God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Yes.
Poor fella.
Is that how you say it? May God rest his soul? Is it?
Here we go again.
Is it God? What is it? God bless his soul?
God rest his soul.
God rest his soul.
This merry gentleman's soul.
Yeah, I got to get up on my spirituality.
What was that soundbite that you guys posted on the podcast alley where you couldn't figure out how to say something?
Right before the bat.
Yeah.
Before the
right
from the bat.
The bat.
Right from the
from
bat.
The bat. Right off the bat.
From the off the bat.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Continuing on in the longest comment
session
in
ever
history
of podcast.
Quite a few comments here. I'm only on page 42. Shit. This one is submitted by Chaz A. King. Simply stated, go Morley. Once again,
I think it's go Morley.
Oh,
go Morley.
What does that mean, John? I don't
know what the hell that is.
Is that like French or something?
Yeah,
Francais.
Fuck face.
Like fox pass.
Yeah, fox pass.
Nice.
Or he walked into a dingy room.
Right.
Fuck face.
Or ingenue.
Ingenue. And
right. We got them all.
You fucking bitch.
All right. I'm sure there's only a couple left.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
This one is by Lind B. Subject, longtime voter, first time commenter. Oh, that's straight out of Man Cow.
Oh,
that makes
you.
Me cry.
Oh, man.
That's crap.
Oh,
Lind B, don't ever do that again.
Don't say that.
Great show, John and Scott, parentheses. Now you can see why I don't comment.
Oh, there you go.
All right, I'm going to blaze through these. Shut
All
up,
right.
the both of you.
Here we go.
The both of you.
This one is from Malaysia71. In the future, could you please give a warning before discussing your incidents in the bathroom? Specifically, you're referring to Scott in episode 42.3. I know your show is explicit, but that was just way too much information.
Wow!
Love the show. Keep it up. Once again, referring to your genitalia. This
no,
one is
wait,
by
no.
Wang Ch. Wang Ch.
Wang Ch. Wang Ch.
I need more TTN. Is that tits and ass or total talk nonsense? Who knows? How about twice a week, you smacktards? Okay.
Sorry.
All right, write that one down.
Tits and ass be TNA?
Right.
Right.
All right. Well,
or total assholes.
I'll blame our secondary sponsor, Miller High Life, for that one. This one is submitted by Phil, and that's the news.
That's your own Phil McCracken.
Oh, that's nice. That's wonderful.
McCracken. This one is B.A. Smith. To subject line is John and Scott. And the content solely reads, Daisy.
Mm.
Once again, that 17-year-old, got to stay from that crap. Stay away from that.
I hope B. Smith is 16.
Right on. This one's from Paul Donato, subject PCA.
I got the look from the wife about talking about Daisy today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How old she was, and then I got the look over the glasses.
She
That's
looked,
not a good look.
She looked down her nose at you.
But over the glasses.
Over the glasses, right.
Like, what? Excuse me?
Excuse me.
And I went, what? I'm not doing nothing.
Keep it in your trousers, John.
Fuck.
You didn't.
She's in California.
Did you hear me just stop myself? I just adhered to the no last name
yeah,
rule.
Right.
I was like,
and the FBI will be like,
hello, you've been talking about President Bush. All right, next one coming in is from Paul Donato. Subject is PCA. Censorship is crap. This will be my last comment. Okay.
Is that it for comments?
That's it. Good talk to you. No.
Oh, I thought you said this was your last comment.
No, that was his last comment.
His
Paul
last
Donato.
Comment.
Or
He's
her.
Comment
or her.
Pauline.
I've still got 42 more pages.
Oh, Jesus.
Very sorry.
Whip through them fast.
I'll whip through something. Arrowwolf. Yo, what up, Skypers? Skype me this and Skype me that. And why you talk like that? So you and neighbors now? I don't even know if this guy knows what you're talking about. It's just a matter of time before your wives get jealous. Skype me. I love you guys. This one submitted by Daisy Flower. Uh-oh. I just wanted to find out if cuss words are censored. Fuck shit, damn ass. Any of those censored? XOXO Daisy. By the way, I'm only 17. My parents have found out that I've been listening to some podcasts. You guys are fucked. This one has been submitted.
Doesn't say that.
Oh, sorry. Wait. I just added some additional comments in there.
Yeah.
Stop with those sound effects.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Please stop.
Oh.
Okay,
oh,
this next one is submitted by B. Morley.
Yeah.
They rock! I don't know who that B. Morley chick is. This one is submitted by Edward. You rock!
Oh.
All right, dude, cut that shit out!
Oh, yeah.
Next.
I'm going to wait.
Oh.
No, there's three more, but I'm waiting for the climax.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
Here it is.
I've heard this before. She doesn't climax for a while.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Harder.
I'm so distracted. This one is Abe, 10467. I don't even know if I can read this. Schwiggadaddy, schwiggity. Oh, here we go.
Schwiggity,
schwiggity. Schwiggity, schwiggity, schwa, bitches. I speak for all you fans when I say, you rock! Did I redline on that?
You fucking did, man.
A lot of you rocks and keep it up this month, John.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
rocks and keep it up.
So bring on the Viagra. Okay, MV Skeens. The subject is, hey.
All right, Skeens.
The full content is, you suck. Later. He obviously was censored as he had four periods, dot, 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 after later. And the last one.
The last comment, John.
The last comment.
Do you have a drum roll sound effect?
No, I don't. I have this.
Wow. You guys are high tech. So, this one comes from Skeen's Vagina.
What?
Skeen's Vagina. I don't know who Skeen's
is. It talks?
Yes.
Skeen's Vagina. Check
That's
it out.
It's out of sight.
Right on.
So, are we going to get a call from Skeen's Vagina? You know, we got to hook up old Badgerman's bunghole and Skeen's Vagina.
And Lurv's Balls.
Lurv's Balls. They got to go out.
Nice. Subject. Stupid. Full content of the email. Ass.
That's great.
And there you have it. There's all the comments.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to part one. We'll be back with another part to this episode.
And 44. With our special guest, Zach.
That's right.
Spanks for having me.
All right, brother. Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.